There you go. You going to resign?
Wait. No, sir.
All right. Okay. Breaking news. Wait, hang on. Wait. Here we go. There you go. All right. There. Did it just right.
Yeah. Me neither. I'm neither.
Yeah. I don't think that was the question.
Yeah.
There was some discussion about that. So now, what happens now? If you, I talked to Dave Rusink, and he unofficially told me that he was not going to resign, and I haven't talked to Katie Marie Lyle, so I don't know what her stance is on the deal. But you have now, 3 days to resign. You say you're not going to. Where does the process move from here as far as recall?
Tomorrow evening, our city secretary, Sherry Mashburn, who's done an absolutely phenomenal job on this signature verification, will present to council her findings that she has found sufficient number of signatures for the recall. So we'll accept her report, and then in our next meeting, February 10th, we'll instruct her tomorrow to prepare a resolution to hold the election in May. And so from tomorrow, myself, Katie Marie Lyles, and Dave Rusink have 5 days to direct.
It's from then. Okay,
yeah,
I got you.
And so I have no intention of resigning, okay. So I can't speak for anybody else.
All right, now, but you say May, but does the city charter not really give a time frame that's shorter than that?
In fact, it does, and what the city charter, which is silent on a whole bunch of this stuff. Says that it should be conducted in 30 to 60 days. But like everything else, state law trumps our charter, and state law says that elections are held on the Uniform Election Day, which is either May or November, unless there's an emergency.
We had Sherry on the radio yesterday, I think, addressing just the whole idea of charter review. College Station obviously has changed dramatically since then. And this is the whole idea of the charter the recall process seems to be a pretty big minefield right there. I presume that you have a stance on charter review.
Yes, in fact, at our retreat on Friday, it was a unanimous decision to start a charter review process, and we think that between now and when we can look at the entire charter to make sure, some of us, it's not consistent with state law because state law has changed. So we're going to look at the entire charter to make sure we're in compliance and are on the same page with state law. And we anticipate it'll come to the voters in May of 2012, that there's a timeline to set up to establish the committee to look at things and public hearings and all of that stuff. So we anticipate that May 2012 will have aspects of the charter to bring to the voters.
Mayor Nancy Berry from College Station joining us this morning. So, yeah, the retreat last Friday, obviously, the mechanics of that, what? Each of you goes around, you go around the table, and what are the things that are important to you? Is that how it basically starts, or what?
There, we had, as you know, in every council meeting, there is a period where we can ask for things to be looked at a future agenda item. So there's some things that, you know, usually take a little bit more discussion, and we want some more information, and the conversation could be a little bit more freewheeling in terms of, you know, gee, we don't have six more items we've got to get to by 4 o'clock or something like that. So there was good input from the whole council as the things we wanted to discuss. There were some also things from staff that they wanted to get feedback on. And so we did have an agenda, and followed it.
No, good.
Yeah.
Well, what can you share with us? What are some of the things that came out of there as far as priorities that you think need to have some pretty swift attention?
We didn't really come out with any, a priority list. One was, you know, to look at the charter review. One was to talk about a new administrative space.
Okay, well, let's stop right there. That's probably a pretty good place, because I'm sure that that starts to envision all sorts of things that College Station has struggled with before when it comes to office space.
Yeah, and for your audience, no new City Hall.
Okay. All right, there you go.
No new City Hall. What this discussion was something Glenn Brown wanted to talk about. He said, I'm leaving next week. I will feel bad if I don't bring this up. This is something I want to bring up because we need it. And here it is. In the 2003 bond election, the voters approved $4.1 million for a new building. That's what he was talking about. He was talking about, and the bond election was for property on Crinic-Tack Road. So we couldn't use that money to enhance our existing city hall. So this was just a proposal of, do we want to look at a building on Crinic-Tack Road between the municipal court and the utilities building to build a new council chamber? As if you come to any of our council meetings, we've got room for about 65 people, and we typically have more than 100 that show up. And if we have a really big thing, then people are standing down the hall, and at one time we've had to set up a TV and put it in another room in another building. So that's what we were talking about, and that would be a one-story building. And there's a concept plan. There's no architectural plans, and the discussion was, did we want to spend money that's already in that bond issue to come back with some architectural plans so we'd have a better idea as to how that building would look and what it would cost in today's dollars. But I think the feeling throughout the room was that if we were going to spend a nickel more than was already pre-authorized by the bond, it was coming back to the voters.
Gotcha.
Period.
Well,
so,
you know,
no new city hall. The city hall, where it is going to stay there.
Okay. Well, a couple of thoughts. I don't know how big the city council chambers are in Houston, but I'm going to say percentage wise, we probably have room for more residents who are interested in College Station than the city of Houston does. So the idea that people have to stand outside the chambers really doesn't make a driving force from my standpoint that we need this. I see that we need more room for staff as College Station is growing. My second question is, we've got property that the city's already paid way too much money for on University Drive for a convention center that's not going to be built anytime soon. Why can't the city refit some of that office space there and make that a place where staff could be by the end of this year?
Good question. First of all, it is you're absolutely right. We spent way too much money for it.
Yeah.
And,
but
but having said that, the city does own it, but it's owned in the hotel. It was purchased with hotel occupancy tax money. So
okay.
Any sale of
I'm saying improvements with the bond money.
But I think it has to be used in such a way as that it generates more hotel occupancy tax.
Okay, well, it's empty now, basically. You got a liquor store and a restaurant. And, I mean, it's not doing anything.
And a blood center.
Okay, but it's not doing anything.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, you're totally correct on that. The Convention and Visitors Bureau is doing a study on the best use for that building right now. And we'll get that report. But, you know, it's an eyesore, and nobody wants it. And, you know, talk about the white elephant.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Now, is there specificity that the bond money has to be used for a facility on Crinic-Tack?
Yes.
Okay, then my next question is, why the heck are we writing bond issues so specific? You know, what if there's another place that you could take it? You look at what the city of Bryan did, and they took an old bank building and a police department and turned it into an administration building of some kind or office space. If you're going to start making bond issues so specific that it has to be built on Crinic-Tack Road, then you basically shackle future councils into having to take an action. Is it fair to think that maybe they should have given you, as this sitting council, some leeway? That you take that $4 million and maybe there's a strip center someplace that could be redone and you could have city offices there and your dollars would go a lot farther. Does that make sense?
It does, but according to the bond council, it wasn't done then. So,
yeah,
I mean,
okay.
So the hands are tied from back in 2003.
Do you think maybe we could look at changing that in the future so that there's less specificity?
I would think so. I'm not a bond writer,
I
don't know, and I have no idea.
I'd kind of just like somebody to ask the question next time to see if we can find out.
I think that's a good question to ask.
Yeah,
but that particular money from 2003 has to be spent on that Crinic-Tack Road area.
Yeah.
So.
I just think as times go by, if this council, this city has money, let's find a way that we can spend. Because I don't think anybody disagrees that we need to have more staff, more space for staff. I mean, it's tough on them, and it's difficult to function.
Right, and the question is now the time to do it?
Yeah. I'm sorry, I didn't want to get really way out in the grass on that,
it's a fair question.
All right, so tell me what else is on your radar screen this morning.
Let's see, on my radar screen.
Or on the agenda coming up that we need to know about.
Okay, well, we're going to look at our trying to move forward on a city manager search.
Okay.
And
you gave us some insight. Is there any other insight you can give us today? Like, of the candidates, what their favorite sports are or anything?
Haven't gotten that far. We named David Neely interim city manager last week.
Mm-hmm.
Glenn's last day is tomorrow. So, and let me take this opportunity to say what a phenomenal job he's done. He's really done a great job, and he's going to be missed. And so his retirement reception is tomorrow afternoon at 3 in City Hall.
Good.
If any of your listeners feel a particular kinship to him and want to stop by and thank him for his service, we'd be thrilled to have him there.
For people who have a long view, this guy took over at a time when it was not happy, and I think things have the waters have calmed quite a bit.
Significantly. Told you about the tomorrow night we're going to talk about the status of the animal shelter.
Okay. Kind of give us an overview. What's your thought on that?
Well, City College Station, by state law, has to, take care of stray and animals, and we're not interested in being in the animal shelter business. The shelter in Bryan, we understand the city of Bryan has gone out for an RFP and is probably going to go with a different organization. So since the property's in Bryan, we have a concern as to whether or not we're going to be there. But the animal shelter has told us that they're going to be in business. So we're going to look at what the alternatives are and what we need to do to make sure that we continue to be able to offer animal control.
Sure. As well as one member of council, I think what y'all had said is that there was a funding increase that the shelter needed, and y'all were inclined to go ahead and pay that increased amount. As one member of council, are you pleased enough with what they do?
I'm not as familiar with the animal shelter as others on the council.
Mm-hmm.
They do what we need them to do. We have a terrific animal control staff in the College Station Police Department, and they do a really fine job. If there's any kind of markings or tags on an animal, they will work really hard to get it back to its owner. But for those that are unidentified and we can't do anything, we do use the animal shelter, and it does a good job. Does it do a great job? Probably not, but it certainly meets our needs, and operating an animal shelter would be of great expense, and I don't believe there's any great interest in getting that done in College Station. Yeah. So we want to, contract for services on that.
Sure.
So we'll look and see what the animal shelter has to offer as they go forward and move out of the building in Bryan. So that's what we're going to explore tomorrow night. We're just going to get a report from Chief Capps on where they stand on that, since they did not submit an RFP to the City of Bryan.
Got it. Okay, very good. Well, I thank you for the time, and we'll
always
look
a pleasure to be here.
All right, thanks. It's Nancy Berry. She's the mayor of College Station. Visit with the mayors on alternate Wednesdays.